And names were chosen in four different ways in our days. First, it is a name that was chosen because of a geographic location. It was said, when you read the history of names that people choose in our days, you would hear about someone that is living by a brook or living by water. His name is John Atwater. That's how names were initiated, last names. Another part of it, that names were initiated because of what kind of career that person had. That's why in our days, throughout from the 12th century or the 13th century until now, you have last names of John Baker, John Taylor, John Cook. The reason we have these last names is because these last names were generated because of a certain career that somebody had. And thus, from the 12th century or 13th century, they start giving this name because of the kind of career. Some names were given because of the father. And I was amazed when I read the history that a lot of these names that are called Anderson and many other names that finish with the son, S-O-N, it was given because of the fathers. But I want to tell you this, and I trust maybe for a few minutes, that you will understand that in the times of the scripture, it was not so. When a name was given, there was a tremendous message behind it. And this is what we learn, even from the Adam all the way to the New Testament, that when God changes names, or when God gives someone a name, He has a tremendous message and a commission for that individual to do. Nehemiah means the comfort of Jehovah, and I want to go through them quickly. Listen, my young ones. I feel for some of you. We were talking to some. I feel for you. One of the things that was expressed, we come from a small assembly. And because of a small assembly, the expression were given that sometimes you feel a little discouraged. I want to encourage you out of this setting that we're enjoying. Don't be discouraged. Just remember that what we have of the Lord, what you and I have, is the comfort of Jehovah Himself. It is not comfort from Jehovah. It is the comfort of Jehovah. Because God can never be discouraged. God does not change plans because of discouragement. When God has purposed something, He's going to fulfill it, because the Bible said, the foundation of God, what? Standeth sure. The foundation of God standeth sure. So I want to encourage you that when you go from this setting, you've been enjoying fellowship with 65 people or so, and some have expressed that sometimes there's a sense of discouragement in a small meeting. I want to suggest to you that one of the greatest things that you and I have is the comfort of Jehovah. So that God will take every spirit of discouragement. When you talk about divine persons, it is said that our God is the God of all comfort. He is the God of all encouragement. It is one thing to sit and to encourage you. Listen, you stick with it. You stay in the meeting. You go to the meeting. It's wonderful. But I want you to take hold of that truth, that what you and I could enjoy is the comfort of God Himself. Because God will never alter His plans because of discouragement or because of the weakness of men. And I would never ever want you to leave the place of your gathering because you've been discouraged because of weakness or anything else. You stick with it, knowing that this is the truth that we have received from the hand of God, and thank God that He has given me His own comfort. The Lord Jesus has given me His own peace. Every resource that is found in God has been given to the saints of God. And because it's been given to us, so that it will give us the energy, the support, and the encouragement needed to continue in our path. So Nehemiah, when you go home, remember, it always means the comfort of Jehovah. And the reason we need the encouragement of Jehovah is because we might face a lot of things that might discourage you. You are probably encouraged these last 2 days, and thank God for it. But I want you to be prepared. Joe, could I have your watch? your watch, boys. But I want you to be prepared that when you leave this place, thank you. When you leave this place, there is something that might be thrown in your way so that you'll be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Remember that you could enjoy the comfort of Jehovah himself. The second thing, quickly, because I really want to build on something that will be very practical to us, and it is in verse 9. So we sent the hand of our God, and we sent that we have the comfort of Jehovah. So now we have comfort, you have encouragement when you are faced with discouragement. Remember, it is of God himself. Now we also have covered that the hand of God is upon us. Every protection needed, every sustenance, every prayer that you pray, the hand of God is able to fulfill it. Go with me, please, quickly to chapter 5 and verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9, and I said, it is not good that ye do, ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God. The expression used in the original, it is not fearing God. It is not fearing God. Because fearing God is expressed, for example, when you go to Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, them that feared him. This is how we proclaim that we fear God. But God has a fear in himself, because when you go to Malachi chapter 3, it says, a father has what? Honor. And a master has what? A fear. If I am your father, where is my honor? And if I am your master, what is the question? Where is my fear? Listen, the result of knowing who God is, it should bring and plant in your own soul and mind to fear him. So many times, and maybe the brethren will forgive me for putting it this way, so many times we highlight heavily that we fear God because of a reverence, 200%. And the exhortation that I have for you, it really does break my heart. I have to confess. It breaks my heart because sometimes in the presence of this Blessed One, we lose sight who is the one that we are gathered around. We lose sight that God is hearing, is looking, for thou God seest me, and he is observing everything that's taking place. I want to tell you, young ones, and I speak to myself, it hurts the heart of God when we lose sight of who God is and we lack the reverence and the respect that should be seen in the gathering of the saints. I've seen people sitting together like this and chit-chatting and laughing in a meeting. I've seen people smiling and making jokes in a meeting. And I'm the last one to talk about phones if you are on call. But you know what? There is certain kind of reverence that because of certain things in the presence of God, it should not appear. Why? Because we are showing reverence to the Blessed God. And I want you, by the grace of God, that when you go to your local testimonies, you take these things seriously. That in a meeting, I'm not going to show disrespect to God. In a meeting, I'm going to behave in a way that is wisely. I'm going to be like we heard, like David, who knew how to behave. But there was a display of reverence.